stared up at the mountain and wiped away the beads of sweat that glistened on his brow. His tired feet were buried in the quagmire, and his bloodshot eyes saw all that lay between him and fulfillment of his vow. And he felt his fingers wrap around a knotted root and pull his body upwards to a sea green mossy boulder. Dragged his weary shit ass up the mountain, and he climbed so slowly. He climbed so slowly ahead. Crack of thunder, and the rocks began to crumble overhead and tumble down the mountain to the dismal swamp that lay beneath the jagged cliffs through which his path had led. And the earth began to quake beneath his feet, and the mighty mountain changed before his eyes, and he stood amidst a sea of dust and rocks and stones cascading down the mountain, and 1,000 birds were heading for the sky. Oh, the sacred creed will be yours. Wait until tomorrow, the sacred creed will be yours to devour, yours to seize and to obey. Colonel lifted up his head and was driven to his knees by a blazing beam of light, and he saw the silhouette that stood before him, and he bowed in reverence, trembling in the shadow of the mighty legend's form. Iculus, the prophet, stood before his eyes, looking down on Colonel Forbin, where he shuddered in the puddles and the muck. And he quietly addressed him, and he spoke so slowly. He spoke so slowly. He said, he said, that you lack. I call upon my faithful friend, the mockingbird, to fly and seize the helping hook and bring it to your shack. And the tree of knowledge in your soul will grow, and the helping friendly book will plant the seed. But I warn you that all knowledge, seeming innocent and pure, becomes a deadly weapon in the hands of avarice and greed. Whoa! The sacred greed will be yours. Till tomorrow, the sacred greed will be yours to devour, yours to seize, and to obey. For those of you who aren't acquainted with the Game Hang saga, I'll tell you that right now in the story here, you've got Colonel Forman standing up on the top of the mountain with the great and knowledgeable Iculus, the spirit of Iculus standing up there with him. And Iculus is about to call the famous Mockingbird out of the sky. And the famous Mockingbird is gonna come and fly down out of the sky and land on Iculus's shoulder. And Iculus is then gonna whisper into the ear of the famous Mockingbird to go to the castle of the evil king, Wilson. And the famous Mockingbird is gonna fly to the highest tower of the castle and steal the helping friendly book. And he's gonna bring it to the revolutionaries. And they're gonna use it to gain all the knowledge inherent in the universe, thereby overthrowing the evil King Wilson and bringing Gamehenge back to the peaceful existence it used to know so long ago. So here we go now, the famous Mockingbird coming out of the sky and landing on Iculus's shoulder to fly and seize the helping book.